الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل، فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أنت أهل، وافعل بنا ما أنت أهل، فإنك أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. The verse which I recited in the introductory khutbah and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we would have heard this verse many times. Both this verse coupled with many other verses of the Quran Pak and many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they indicate to what is a cornerstone, what is a fundamental, an integral aspect and part of our deen and our sharia of Islam, and that is to imbibe and inculcate within ourselves a profound love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many verses of the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Iman inspires this. The proof of Iman is أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, is when a person's love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it becomes intense. Iman in the heart of a person is such that automatically he loves Allah. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَكْمَلَ الْإِيمَانِ. Many verses of the Quran. There's a very interesting riwayat, and from this there's a very important lesson that me and you can take home and we can learn from. Because today, if you walk up to any person, he may be a person whose life is devoid of sharia. He may be a person who is committing sins openly. And you ask him this question, they tell me, brother, do you love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And what would his response be? He would say that I am prepared to give my life. I am prepared to give my life for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any person with a vestige or an iota of Iman will openly declare this. But the question, my respected brothers, is, are we sincere in this claim? Are we sincere in this claim? Are we the true lovers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or to put it more clearly, the type of love that we have for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is it what is matloob? Is it what is desired by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And would it be acceptable to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Sahaba of Rasulullah sallam, on one occasion, they came to Rasulullah sallam and they said, "Inna nuhibbu Rabbana hubban shadida." that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna, verily, without a doubt, nuhibbu rabbana, we love our Rabb, we love our Allah, hubban shadida, excessively. But Sahaba Ikram understood that this da'wah, this claim, is not sufficient. Like when you talk in legal terms, when you make a claim, you have to have, when there's da'wah, when there's a claim, there has to be dalil. Da'wah and dalil, there has to be some proof. Like they said, there's one villager, simple man in the village, he kept on making this, making a big claim. He said, you know what? I'm going to marry the daughter of the king. So the people told him, you know what you're talking. You're going to marry the daughter of the king. The daughter of the king doesn't even know your name. He's making a claim. A claim he's making, where's the proof? So they told him, that where's your proof? He said, yes, I'm going to marry the daughter of the king. I'm going to live in the palace. He said, where's your proof? He said, don't worry. 50% from my side, the deal is done. I'm just waiting for her side. In other words, an empty claim. Empty words. Words with no meaning. So the Sahaba of Rasulullah ﷺ, they understood. Inna nuhibbu rabbana hubban shadida. Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, verily without a doubt, we love our Allah tabarak wa ta'ala excessively. It was on that occasion that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed the verses. Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your companions are openly declaring that they love Allah. They are openly declaring that they love Allah. Tell them. They want a sign. They want a proof. They want to know if this love is acceptable to Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the sign? What is the proof? فَاتَّبِعُونِي فَاتَّبِعُونِي. That from head to toe, they have to cloak and clothe and cover themselves in the robe, in the practical robe of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wherever you come into contact with them, wherever you see them, they don't have to speak. Just looking at them, you will come to know this is Muhammadi. This is a true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, that love, it needs to translate itself into obedience. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayh, in the tafsir of this verse, he mentions, اعلم أنك لن تحب الله حتى تحب طاعته. He says, know and understand that you do not love Allah. That it is impossible that you love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam unless you love obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love is what Sahaba understood love to be. Love is the cornerstone of our deen. Love is the goal and the objective of our life. If we come onto that love, which is desired by Allah and by His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would happen? How beautifully, in a few expressions in this same verse, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. You will become the beloved of Allah. You will become the beloved of Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive you. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is most merciful, most forgiving. Dunya will be yours. Jannat will be yours. Allah will be yours. But the condition is that this love must not only be a love, a verbal love, But this love must translate itself into obedience. Allah Ta'ala's love for Rasulullah Sallam and his praise, Allah praising Rasulullah Sallam in the Quran, verse after verse, Yasin, wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al Mursaleen, wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. Verse after verse, Allah Ta'ala renders the praises of Rasulullah Sallam. What praise can we give to Rasulullah Sallam? The Sahaba, if you want to understand what true love is, we have to turn the clock back 1,400 years in the golden era of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They understood what true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. On one occasion, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he enters the masjid. Ka'b bin Ujra radiallahu anhu comes to the masjid. He meets Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says to him that, Ya Rasulullah sallam, I see that your face has changed color, has become pale. What has happened to you? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that, O Ka'b, it has been 3 days now, not a single morsel of food has entered my stomach. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he leaves the masjid, he goes and makes some effort, and he brings some kajur, some dates for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he eats these dates with relish. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses him and tells him, O Ka'b, do you love me? أو تحبوني يا كاب, do you love me? This is word. Listen to this, respected brothers, with the ears of iman. What is he saying? Do you love me? Had Kaab radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. إني أحبك يا رسول الله. O Kaab, انظر ما تقول. Think carefully about what you are saying. Think nicely what you are saying. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you. By the Qasam of Allah, I love you. He says, O Ka'b, if you are true in what you are saying, then be prepared for hardship. Be prepared for difficulties. Why, respected brothers? Because difficulties and hardships, they come to those who love Allah and Rasulullah, like how water, storm water from a high ground come to a low ground. In the same way, those people, those who love Allah and Rasulullah, that's how difficulties and hardships come upon them, and they have to endure this with patience and with commitment. Respected brothers, on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he entered his home, the home of Aisha radiallahu anha, and he asked, is there any food? She says, there's no food in the home. No food in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Normally, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would receive this response, he would fast. But today the hunger was too great. He said, send a message to Zainab radiallahu anha. The same answer came back, no food. To Safiya, no food. Maymuna, no food. Ummi Habiba, no food. Sauda, no food. All nine wives of Rasulullah sallam, the same message came back, no food. This was that Nabi of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala promised him, that Allah was prepared to turn the mountain ranges of Makkah Mukarramah into gold for him. But Rasulullah sallam, he refused the offer, and he said to Allah that, O Allah, I want to remain hungry one day, and I want food one day. You feed me one day and I will be hungry one day. The day I'm hungry, I will be humble myself before you. I will beseech you. I will beg from you. And the day that I get food, I will make your praises and I will make your shukr. O kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam voluntarily chose this sacrifice for himself. Not only did Sahaba understand the maqam and the greatness of Rasulullah Sallam, even animals, inanimate objects even understood, recognized the greatness of Rasulullah Sallam on the demise of Rasulullah Sallam. That she camel which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to ride, that she camel refused to eat for 3 days, and after 3 days it passed away. That the donkey, a animal of minimal intellect, on the demise of Rasulullah Sallam, it began crying incessantly to such an extent that it ran and got, it jumped into a well, it flung itself into a well and it passed away. Even animals recognized the greatness and the maqam and the position of Rasulullah Sallam. O Ummat of Rasulullah Sallam, why can't we recognize his position and his greatness? On one occasion, a shepherd was looking after his sheep. A wolf appeared, and the wolf wanted to devour the sheep. The shepherd came forward to protect the sheep. The wolf spoke and said, "Ala tattaqillah khulta bayni wa bayna rizqi." Won't you fear Allah? You are coming as a barrier between me and my sustenance. The shepherd became surprised. A dhi'b yatakallamu bikalam al-ins. A wolf talking in the language of a human being. The wolf responded and said, should I not tell you something more astonishing? There behind this mountain, the final Nabi, the greatest of Allah's creation, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has come, has appeared. And for him, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has opened up the doors of paradise. And for him, the hoods, for his ummah, the hoods are looking down. You are busy looking after your sheep while the final Nabi of Allah has appeared. The shepherd said, "I am prepared to go and look after, go and meet Rasulullah Sallam, but who will look after my sheep?" The wolf said, "I will look after your sheep." The shepherd then goes to meet Rasulullah Sallam, and he brings iman on the hands of Rasulullah Sallam, and he relates this incident. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him that when you go back, you will find that not one of your sheep are harmed. This was the maqam and the position and the greatness of Rasulullah Sallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to conduct his khutbah from sitting leaning against a date palm tree. But when the crowd became very big, the majma grew, then the Sahaba, they erected a minbar for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered the masjid, and the sound of crying and wailing could be heard in the masjid, like the sound of a camel, she camel, in the 10th month of his pregnancy. How a camel will scream and cry, that sound was heard from the date palm tree. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam goes to the date palm tree, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consoles this tree and tells this tree, "Don't you prefer to be a tree in paradise?" Then only did the crying of the tree dissipated. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then addressed the Sahaba, and he tells the Sahaba, "Oh my Sahaba, had I not consoled this tree would have continued crying till the day of Qiyamah, out of separation and love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." Respected brothers, it should be our concern, our primary concern. It should be always our primary concern at every moment of our life. Is Allah happy with us? Is Allah happy with us? This should be the main primary concern of every believer. We're walking, we're speaking, we're doing business, we're traveling, wherever we are. And all the time, you should have this concern. Is my Allah happy with me? Is my Allah pleased with me? It is mentioned one very pious servant of Allah. Pious servant of Allah, he approached a very big sheikh and said, "The sheikh, I need to ask you a question. I'm very concerned. I'm very worried. Is my Allah happy with me? Is my Allah pleased with me? Can you show me some way that I can know if my Allah is happy with me, if my Allah is pleased with me. The Shaykh said, out of humility, what can I tell you? But all I can tell you is one thing, that if you please and you honor that person residing in Medina Munawwara, resting in Medina Munawwara, if you please that person resting in Medina Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you make him happy, you make Allah tabarak wa ta'ala happy. Respected brothers, then how do we please Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Number one, we increase our durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika ala rasulika khayril khalq kullihimi. Number two, we love the sunnah. We make dua, oh Allah, make me love the sunnah. Oh Allah, make me live the sunnah. Oh Allah, make me understand the sunnah. Oh Allah, make me practice the sunnah. Oh Allah, make me propagate the sunnah. And oh Allah, make me live and die with the sunnah. We make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes the best deeds of our life, the last days. The best moments of our life, the last moments. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make the greatest of days, the day we're going to meet Him. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ